Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Perfectionism. We abandon our pursuits because we despair of ever perfecting them. Epictetus. Have you ever found yourself at the beginning of a project and you don't know how to start because you see the end product that you want and you feel so overwhelmed by what it's going to take to get there? Perfectionism is something that plagues a lot of people, and people in creative industries for sure. But I think that perfectionism and creativity are almost antithetical to each other. They can cancel each other out. Because if you're too worried at the beginning of the creative process of how to make this great and masterwork, then the first step is going to seem too large and too overwhelming. I want you to think about a project that you've worked on and completed, or a skill that you cultivated, that you excel in. And I want you to think about when you first started on it. When you were first cultivating a skill, for example, did you suck at it? You probably did, because it's very rare that people just pick something up and run with it and be exceptional at it the first time. So I think in the creative process, we have to be okay with failure. We have to be okay with sucking at something for a long time until it gets good. Because the reason we get into something, and this is kind of paraphrasing a quote by Ira Glass, is because we have killer taste. And because we know what's good, it's really hard when our first creative works come out and they're just not as good as what we want them to be or what we think they could be. But that sucking at whatever it is we're working on, that's where we really learn, and that's where we make those happy mistakes. A lot of my compositions that I work on, I start off thinking it's going to go a certain path, and then I will find a different instrument or an arpeggio that I like or a different chord combination than what I first set out to do. And it takes the song in a totally different direction, and oftentimes much better than what I planned it to be. But for a long time, I really didn't write much music because I was so stuck in the fact that I didn't like a lot of the songs that I wrote. I just didn't think they were up to the quality that I could create. And so for years, I would start a song, I'd have, you know, maybe a good melody, and then I wouldn't do anything more with it. And about 2 years ago, I just said, screw it, I'm just going to sit down and make stuff. And it doesn't matter how good or bad it is, I'm just going to complete it. And for the last 2 years, I've been working really hard on actually finishing songs, and I've actually finished a few of them. I still have plenty that are works in progress because I'm a little scatterbrained like that. But what I've found is that when I can let go of that perfectionism, when I can stop thinking, oh, I want this great end product, and I can just enjoy the process, and I can enjoy the exploration and the creativity that comes along with that, then I have a great time actually creating the music. And that's the process that really makes a lot of fun. Yeah, it's great to have an end song, and I definitely want to get more of those out there. But that creative process, the actual creation of it, that's where the great work comes in. And that's where a lot of us get hung up, is that we focus too much on the end, that we miss the journey that we're on. We miss the growth that we're getting by creating these things. So next time you have to work on a big project or you want to develop a certain skill, just remember you're going to suck for a long time and be okay with that sucking. And each time you suck at something, just pay attention to what you might learn from that. All right, that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.